Economic leaders from around the world are in Washington, D.C. this weekend for the spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. And as usual, anti-globalization protesters have come too.
Exploitation and starvation won't be solved by corporations. Exploitation and starvation won't be solved by corporations.
But some activists have actually been inside, meeting with officials, including World Bank President James Wolfensohn. They've been discussing whether the bank should stop financing oil, gas, and mining projects in developing countries. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
It's a striking and painful paradox. In developing countries, wealth dug or pumped out of the ground may not help the poor, and often seems to do more harm than good. Nigerian activist Asume Osooka says that's certainly the case in his country. Despite hundreds of billions in oil revenue, two-thirds of Nigerians live on less than a dollar a day.
Oil companies don't create jobs. The oil industry destroys jobs because the oil industry destroys agriculture. The oil industry destroys fisheries.
It also fuels corruption and conflict, according to Manana Kuchlata of Green Alternatives, who monitors World Bank financing for oil production in the former Soviet republics of Georgia and Azerbaijan.
If the bank at the beginning knows that the governance in this country is very bad, there is high-level corruption, so we could not speak about the fair redistribution of the oil revenues which is going in the budgets. So why we are financing this type of the projects?
The World Bank has been asking itself the same question. In 2001, its president, James Wolfensohn, commissioned an independent extractive industries review to see whether oil, gas, and mining projects really mesh with the bank's mission of alleviating poverty. The results are in, and activist Steve Kretzmann of the Institute for Policy Studies says they confirm what he and others have said all along.
The World Bank could not come up with a single example of where their lending for these industries had alleviated poverty on the ground.
The report also recommends far-reaching changes. It says the bank should phase out investments in oil production by 2008 and shift its scarce resources into renewable energy. And it cautions that oil, gas, and mining projects should be funded only if the governments involved are prepared to open their books, respect human rights and the rule of law, protect vulnerable people and ecosystems, and use the money effectively to help the poor. Key bank officials say the review makes some valid points.
We agree with it.
But Rachel Kite, Environment and Social Development Director of the bank's International Finance Corporation, says some of its recommendations go too far, including the idea of ending all financing for oil production. Rashad Kaldani, who directs the bank's lending for gas, oil, and mining, agrees.
A lot of these projects go ahead anyway without us. So without our involvement, without our relationship and influence with governments, we think the benefits that we can bring to the table would be lost.
Kaldani insists the bank can pressure governments and corporations to do the right things. Recently, it's become more aggressive. It's insisted on monitoring how oil revenues are spent and on rerouting pipelines to minimize environmental damage. Again, Rachel Kite.
The bank has really, in terms of its environmental procedures, set the global standard for how the industry should be operating.
Industry groups and some governments say the review's recommendations are too draconian. Rashad Kaldani says the bank must be realistic.
There are projects that are ready to go. Governments are interested in moving ahead.
And he says reforming governments can take years. Still, longtime activists like Ian Gary of Catholic Relief Services say they're optimistic.
I'm hopeful that some of the key recommendations in this report are going to be adopted. I believe President Wolfensohn is going to take a leadership role.
A final decision won't be out until summer, but Gary says this week's meetings with bank officials went well. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.